Hello, it is Thursday, October the 23rd. Thanks for logging on. From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Namwa Zeleny with a look at what's happening now in the news. A once-in-a-century credit tsunami. That is how former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan is characterizing the global financial crisis. Greenspan was the Fed chairman for more than 18 years, and he told a House committee that he tried to sound the alarm. He said overeager investors share some of the blame because they didn't take into account the possibility that home prices could fall. The presidential candidates are on the last lap of their campaigns with just 12 days to the election. Democratic Senator Barack Obama is in Indianapolis. Then he's off to visit his sick grandmother in Hawaii. And Republican Senator John McCain's campaign is fighting for Florida today. McCain kicked things off with a morning rally in Ormond Beach. 11 people were killed today in a suicide attack targeting the Iraqi labor minister. Someone drove a truck filled with explosives into the minister's convoy. He wasn't there, but three of his guards and two police officers were killed, along with six civilians. Meanwhile, U.S. forces have handed over control of another Iraqi province. Babul in central Iraq is the 12th of Iraq's 18 provinces to revert to Iraqi security forces. Off the coast of Alaska, the search is resuming for two fishermen missing after their ship went down in frigid, stormy seas. Five men were killed and four others survived. The fishing vessel sent out a distress call yesterday morning after it started taking on water. At the time, it was headed to Dutch Harbor, about 800 miles southwest of Anchorage. Well, from high in the sky to the high seas, billionaire businessman Richard Branson is sailing across the Atlantic Ocean to try and break a speed record. Branson and his crew of champion sailors are trying to reach Lizard Point off the coast of England in less than 6 days, 17 hours, 52 minutes and 39 seconds. Well, that is a quick look at what is making news this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.